Welcome to yet another edition of the Preview Report right here on Giants.com. It's all brought to you by New Era. I'm John Schmelk. It's the Giants and Eagles at MetLife Stadium, division rivals that have really gone in opposite directions this year. The Giants still have an opportunity to make the playoffs, while the Eagles have lost 10 and 11. They are in last place in the NFC East. Unfortunately, with their two losses the last 2 weeks, the Giants need some help to get into the playoffs. They need, first and foremost, to beat Philadelphia. Then they need the Detroit Lions to beat the Chicago Bears in Detroit. They need the Packers to go into Minnesota and beat the Vikings. And finally, on Sunday Night Football, the Washington Redskins need to beat the Dallas Cowboys. If those four things happen, the New York Giants are in the playoffs. So the Giants need to win at 1 o'clock. Their focus isn't necessarily on the playoffs, but on playing better football after being very flat for two consecutive weeks. Now, both teams have a lot of injuries. Make sure you check out Giants.com for all the latest on the injury report and see who's active for the Giants on game day. A lot coming up on today's edition of the Preview Report. You'll hear from offensive coordinator Kevin Gilbride and defensive coordinator Perry Fuel. But first, it's time for yet another edition of Eisen's Mailbag, brought to you by PSC&G with Anita Marks and Michael Eisen. Guys, take it away.
Thanks, John. Anita Marks here with Michael Eisen. It's time for another edition of Eisen's Mailbag. Hopefully not the last.
Hopefully. All right. Hopefully we're doing this next week.
Let's do it. Jeremy in Oklahoma wants to know, what's your sense of the Giants' psychological and emotional state after two tough losses, Michael?
Well, it's obvious being in the locker room, the players are down. I mean, there's really two embarrassing losses, lopsided losses, but They outwardly remain confident that they're going to beat Philadelphia, and they understand there's a chance that they still can still get in the playoffs. I think that their psychological outlook would be a lot worse if they were eliminated. Having some hope always helps, and it's certainly helping the Giants this week.
Here we go. Question number two. Aaron in Jacksonville wants to know, what happened to the big plays through the air this year?
Not to make excuses, but I think it's obvious, and he admitted as much, that Akeem Nicks has really been hurting all year since week two with the knee, and he just hasn't been able to get downfield as he is accustomed. We saw it a couple weeks ago in Atlanta. He had a step, and Eli overthrew him. I think last year he would have gotten that pass and scored. And because Hakeem's been hurting, defenses have been able to really load up on Victor Cruz this year. And he scored 82 passes, but he hasn't made the big plays that he did last year. So I think a lot of it really goes back to Hakeem Nicks's year-long problem with his knee.
All right, let's go to question number three. Barry in Washington, D.C. wants to know, how could a defensive line as talented as the Giants not be able to, A, stop the run, or, B, rush the passer?
Man, I wish I knew the answer to that. They've got a lot of big names on that offensive line. And, you know, I think we all look at the sack totals, and they're really down from last year. JPP did make the Pro Bowl, which is a tribute to his all-around game. And he has said he thinks he's played well stopping the run. But to me and to Coach Gauffin, more importantly, it really all starts with the run defense. And the Giants just have not stopped the run at all this year. And frankly, I'm at a loss as to explain why with that defensive line.
Michael Eisen, Anita Marks. John, back to you.
Why, thanks, Anita. And now it's time to break down the game. And to do it, we're joined by Paul Dottino, beat reporter for WFAN, of course, a contributor to all things New York Giants media. Paul, how you doing? Final game of the regular season. We'll see if it's the final game of the season, period.
Yeah, we really don't know, John. Happy holidays to everybody. But you know what's funny about this thing, John? So many times the Giants have been in a similar situation where it's come down to the final week or two, and more often than not, it's turned out in their favor. This time, they need those other three things to happen, and it looks a little dicey.
Well, it didn't happen in 2009 and 2010 in their favor. It did last year in 2011.
Yeah, that's for sure. I'll tell you, folks, I don't know exactly how it's going to shake down, but I do know one thing. It would be much more fun for the fans to be scoreboard watching on Sunday night.
And a very interesting matchup with the Philadelphia Eagles. The Eagles obviously have had their problems this year. They're only 4-11, last place in the NFC East. But they're division rivals, and those games always tend to be tighter and closer. The Eagles have Michael Vick back behind center. Their team has changed a lot since the Giants saw them at the end of September. At the same time, the Giants are trying to improve and play better off of two dismal performances. Defensive coordinator Perry Fuel knows things have to be better if they want to win this week.
We prepared better than what we've played. We haven't made plays. I think if you look at the tape, we're in position to make plays, and we haven't made plays. I mean, it's frustrating for me and for the defense to give up the big play, and that's been our nemesis all year. Have we worked to eliminate the big play? Yes, we have. Have we been able to do that? No, we haven't. So I can't tell you why, but, yeah, that could be a point of frustration.
And, Paul, I guess the biggest difference, but not different from the first time these two teams played, but different over the last 5 weeks, is Nick Foles is out. He broke his hand last week. Michael Vick is the quarterback once again. It's probably going to be Andy Reid's final game as head coach of the Eagles.
Wow.
And you know how those two guys love to stick it to Big Blue, especially at the Giants building, MetLife Stadium.
Yeah, it's really been a nightmare so often when playing the Eagles. And the thing about Michael Vick is, more often than not, when he's beaten the Giants, John, think back, it's been because he's done something on the improvisational level. It's never usually been just a straight, easy, drop that kind of pass, okay, fine. No, it's always like a 3rd and 17 and he runs for 25 yards to set up a winning score. That's just the way Michael Vick has beaten the Giants, always with a dagger in the heart or a dagger in the back. It's never been a slow, methodical kind of thing, and that's what hurts the most, when you think you got him and then you don't.
The other guy that's really hurt the Giants is LeSean McCoy. He's returned from his concussion as well, and now he has a friend back there as well.
Yeah.
Bryce Brown has been very effective, though he has had some ball control issues. Linebacker Michael Boley knows those two guys will be a handful.
Two pretty good backs. You know, like you said, Brown, he's kind of burst on the scene. He's ran the ball quite well the last couple of weeks. So he's definitely a player that's going to have to be watched closely. You know, McCoy's more of a slasher, cutback type runner, but as you've seen, Brown can do it as well. So they're kind of similar in some aspects.
And Paul, everyone talks about the Giants' struggles in the secondary last week and in the pass rush. It's understandable considering how well Joe Flacco played.
Yeah.
However, it still comes down to stopping the run. And if the Giants don't stop the run, they don't slow down Brown, they don't slow down McCoy, it's going to be a long afternoon.
John, against Baltimore, was the third time this year the Giants gave up more than 200 yards on the ground to a team. That's strictly unacceptable.
Though, in fairness, 86 of those yards were on one run late in the game when the game was already essentially over.
Okay, so that'd be about .140.
Still not good.
No. And so, ultimately, you know, the Giants know what it is they have to do. They've known what they've had to do for the entire second half of the season, and it hasn't happened. Too many missed tackles. To me, that's the one constant that we've seen, John, even more so than the run fits. Missed tackles has really been a problem with this team.
No question about it. And the Eagles, very different on offense, also very different on the defensive side of the ball. Offensive coordinator Kevin Gilbride has been studying the tape, getting his team ready for a very different and unique and changed Eagles defense.
They have changed some, and most notable is, you know, they've taken what had received a lot of attention, those wide nine ends, and they've moved them inside. The last four games, they've been less likely to blitz. You know, I think what they've done is they've really relied heavily on that front four to generate power and put some pass rush in, and they've been very effective doing that. So I think they've shied away from that. In terms of what they do coverage-wise, that's pretty much stayed the same. And the way they handle certain formations, that's pretty much been the same. But you would have thought that because Todd Bowles was their secondary coach, so he had a lot of influence in what they were doing coverage-wise already. But I would say generally just the tightening of the defensive ends, the fact that they've probably reduced the amount of pressure that they've needed to use, certainly because they've been getting after people pretty well with the front four.
And, Paul, the main thing Coach Gilbride mentioned there was the elimination of that wide nine defensive front. Now, the wide nine's designed, ironically enough, to rush the passer.
Yes.
Since they've gotten out of the wide nine, they have 9 sacks in 3 games, with the defensive ends playing closer to the middle of the field. Huh?
Go figure. Yeah, I don't know exactly what that's all about right now, except that maybe they decided that their guys didn't have enough speed to make the wide nine work, because it does take a wider angle, which therefore requires more steps to get to the quarterback. That's about the only thing I can figure out as to why this change has worked in the favor of the pass rush. But I will tell you, ultimately, John, the bottom line is, regardless of what scheme the Eagles use, they got to keep the pressure off of Eli. I don't care how few sacks this line has given up this year. It's about the quarterback hits and the pressures they've given up, which has forced Eli into a lot of bad situations. blitz.
No doubt about it. And the Eagles don't really blitz. They generate almost all of their pressure with just rushing their four down linemen. And one of their primary rushers is Trent Cole. Doesn't have the numbers this year in terms of sacks, but he has a ton of quarterback pressures. Offensive tackle William Beatty, it's going to be his job to slow him down.
He's still something that you have to, you know where he's at on the field, and you got to scheme your game plan around it to take him out of the game as much as possible. So this being our last game, coaches are really telling us to get in there, watch film, make sure you know these opponent. They're hungry. They're looking for a win. We're looking for a win also. So he's telling us it's going to be a fight. You want to get out here on top. You want to win your last game, possibly make it to the playoffs. But that's not in our hands right now. So we just got to go out there and make sure that we're ready for a dogfight.
And, Paul, the pass pressure has been there for the Eagles, which really is fortunate for them, considering their secondary this year has played poorly. Nnamdi Asamoah, a year older, not quite as good as he used to be. Dominique Rodgers-Cromartie loses focus, lots of penalties, and their safeties, frankly, are not making a lot of plays.
No, John, this is one of those games where you keep screaming for the Giants to be making big plays again. Well, this is one of those games where they should be able to do it, but they didn't do it earlier this season in Philadelphia. In fact, if you remember, folks, it ultimately came down to Lawrence Tynes trying a 54-yard field goal on the final play, which was short. And why? Well, because the Giants were unable to make enough big plays to get them closer. And ultimately, Dom Coughlin just said the other day, we're not making enough big plays, period.
Paul, thank you very much. We'll be back with you for Keys to the Game in just a bit.
You got it, John.
But first, it's time to go inside the locker room, where Anita Marks had a chance to catch up to a young Giant safety, Will Hill, who might have a big job this week, keeping an eye on Michael Vick.
Thanks, John. Anita Marks here with Will Hill. First and foremost, unfortunately, two very disappointing losses. What's the atmosphere? What's the mood of this locker room right now as you get ready for your last regular season game?
Everybody's in here just trying to get motivated and figure out to get the last game of the season, get a win. As we want to end off this regular season right and find any way possible to come out and get that victory.
Now, beyond getting the win, you guys, your playoff hopes are still alive. You need Detroit to win. You need Green Bay to win. And then the last game of the regular season, the Redskins to beat the Cowboys. Do you think you'll be scoreboard watching that Detroit game that plays at 1 o'clock the same time you do?
I'm going to try not to scoreboard watch, because I know I'm already, like, tense and everything, worrying about getting to the playoffs and things like that. I just want to relax, and after we play our game and do what we need to do, then I might catch a glimpse of games and stuff, but I'll let it play out and really just wait till coach tell me what's going on.
Now against the Philadelphia Eagles, their starting quarterback, Nick Foles, broke his hand. He's done, so they're starting Michael Vick. How excited are you to go up against Michael Vick?
Oh, it's always exciting, because, like, me growing up, like, I was playing quarterback, I was compared to Vic. So me playing against him right now is a privilege.
Now, I know Perry Fuel, sometimes when the Giants do go up against the Philadelphia Eagles, he likes to use a spy specifically against Vic. You think maybe you're that guy this Sunday?
No, I'm not that guy. It's just I'm just trying to go in and play. Hopefully, as the game go on, you know, the game plan's changed, that he'll put me in that position.
Last question, LeSean McCoy is healthy. He played last week. He's expected to play this week against you guys. How important is it to stop LeSean McCoy so that their offense doesn't have a lot of success?
It's very important. Like, as you can see from these past few games that we did play, we had a problem with the run, and he's a very elusive back, so we have to shut him down in order for us to continue with our game plan.
Great. Well, good luck on Sunday.
Thank you.
All right. Will Hill, Anita Marks, John, back to you.
Why, thank you again, Anita. Now it's time for our keys to the game. We're rejoined by Paul Dottino. Paul, the one thing the Giants need to do to beat the Eagles on Sunday.
John, how many times have we talked about it? It's now the final game of the regular season. Can the Giants finally shut down the run? Finally?
Nope.
Why not?
Why would it start now?
Well, it's got to start now, folks, because if they don't stop the two-headed backfield that the Eagles are going to run at them, then Michael Vick becomes all the more dangerous. In fact, as one of the Giants defenders said to me the other day, he becomes the third running back there. And that is a nightmare for every defense in this league. Try to stop the run. Try and see what happens.
And I saved this stat for the conclusion here in the keys to the game for a reason. The Eagles are second worst in the league in terms of turnover ratio, minus 22. In terms of offensive rank and defensive rank in almost every category, they're better than the Giants this year. Yet the Eagles have four wins. The Giants have 8. And that's because of turnovers. Yep. The Eagles have lost a turnover battle in every single game they've played this year, except for one.
Yeah.
Which game was that, Paul?
Yeah, it was the game when Big Blue went down to Nolink.
That is true.
Yeah.
And that was a Giants loss. If you turn the Eagles over, they're mistake-prone, you win the game. Their defense hasn't forced turnovers all year. You protect the football, you win the game. Can it be much simpler this week?
No, not really, John. But, again, we've seen the Giants over the last couple of weeks. There have been some simple things they haven't been able to do.
Well, we'll see what happens, Paul. Hopefully we'll be back right here in 1 week's time.
I'd like that very much.
Previewing a playoff game. Thank you very much. Great job all year.
You got it, John.
For Paul Dottino, for Anita Marks, for Michael Eisen, I'm John Schmelk. That's all the time we have for the preview report right here on Giants.com. Thank you for joining us all year long. Enjoy your weekend. Happy New Year.